This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. All right, here's one for my fellow beer aficionados out there. We heard from the world's biggest brewer this morning that sales picked up in the third quarter, which, in the way these things work, let Anheuser-Busch InBev, that would be the world's biggest brewer, report higher than expected profits. The company said it was able to pass its higher costs onto its consumers, but also that they were able to convince those consumers to move to higher-priced premium brands in most markets. So we asked Marketplace's Andy Euler whether people are really willing to try out different beers when the price of the cheap stuff goes up, or if beer is just inflation-resistant.
To that latter point about beer being pretty inflation-resistant, Mark Patterson at Kennesaw State University offers this.
Beer is one of those things that when times are good, people drink. When times are bad, people drink.
And if you're making beer, you want people to choose that over wine or hard seltzer, and you also want them to choose your beer. Garrett Nelson at CFRA says for giant companies like AB InBev, brand recognition has led to a better-than-expected quarter.
And it's a combination of both volume, which was up 3.7%, but more so pricing. They're successfully passing on higher costs to consumers.
He says they're passing along the cost of barley and hops, and most of all, transportation and fuel, by raising the price of Bud Light. But the company's also convincing consumers to buy higher-priced so-called premium beers.
Premium is going to refer to a price point.
Bart Watson is chief economist at the Brewers Association. He says premium plus is the category that a lot of craft brews fall into. And he says many consumers who are price sensitive will continue to buy Miller's and Bud's, but
the individual price of a brand is often less important than how the relative price of that brand changes compared to brands that are around it. And companies in general watch this very closely.
He says consumers who are willing to spend more on craft beer tend to have a bit more disposable income, so they can spend a couple more bucks on a six-pack that they want to try rather than knocking back a few natural lights. In Austin, I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.